His name is Tom Pumfret, and he's going to come tell us how God has had mercy on him. He's originally from Boston. I think you might be able to tell that as he talks.
Thanks, Eric. That's all. Good evening, everybody. You know, it's funny how the devil works. He's got the trying to find a stronghold on me and tell me that I can't get up here and do this, but I can. And it's all through the grace of God. Good evening. My name is Thomas Pumfret, and I'm honored to be here. I'm 44 years old. I grew up in a large Irish Catholic family in a suburb of Boston called Winthrop. I was the youngest of six, four boys, two girls. Growing up, I loved ice hockey and had dreams and hopes of going to college to play on that level. I had a normal childhood with nurturing, loving parents who supported my goals and my dreams. Being the youngest, my older brothers and their friends exposed me to things at a lot earlier age than other kids. First cigarettes, then beer, marijuana, and eventually cocaine. Always wanted to impress the older boys, I would often try to drink as much or as drug as much as them, if not more. And they encouraged me, cheered me on, and it created a sense of acceptance and power. The effect of the alcohol and drugs and the new persona it gave me was similar to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I was totally two different people. Soon sports and school were not so important to me. I joined the United States Marine Corps to get away from the whole scene, but drinking and drugging were my new passions, even though it bore several harsh consequences. I was discharged from the Marine Corps, arrested several times, and in and out of jails and institutions over the next several years. I had several attempts at sobriety with AA and NA and never had any long-term recovery. It always seemed like there was something missing from my life. On June of last year, I was arrested again on a drug possession charge and facing 2 years in prison. I was tired and desperately wanting to change my life, but did not know how to do so. I heard a guy talk about a program called Justin's Place, a long-term, faith-based men's recovery program. And I filled out an application. It was accepted, and the judge signed off on it. When I first arrived at Justin's Place, I was greeted with hugs and encouragement, which made me feel uncomfortable at first, but also created a sense of love and acceptance, which I hadn't felt in a long time. Although skeptical and not having any real exposure to the Bible or Jesus, I was defeated and willing to trust in Justin's Place and the staff. I was baptized on Naples Beach, openly proclaiming Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and was made a new creation in Christ. Just like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. In my addiction, I had always wished I could start over and do it differently, and God answered my prayers, and I ended up in Justin's Place. I discovered a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and was freed from drugs and alcohol, and the chains that bound me to them were broken, and that my sins were already paid for at the cross. I am now a peer mentor at Justin's Place, serving the Lord, this ministry, and giving back what was so freely given to me. God has blessed me with real friends, family restoration, a grateful, loving heart, and reignited my lust to live a life of helping others who struggle, particularly at-risk youth offenders. My story is different today. It is not a story of struggle, but a story of perseverance and trusting in the Lord. And I would just like to end with a promise. And Luke 11:9 states that if I keep on asking, I will receive what I ask for. And if I keep on seeking, I'll find it. And if I keep on knocking the door, it'll be open for me. And I just want to thank everybody for hearing my testimony. And all the glory goes to God. Amen. Thank you.